Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tiger Woods has a strategy. He's got one more run in him to win the Masters. His strategy? No sex. Now, John, I know this is an old wives' tale. Was this something a coach told you when you were playing? Big game? Stay away?
No, coach never came up. It was just kind of one of those things that traveled around the locker room, a discussion that you know, you can't find the origin of it. Why do I keep saying all these stupid words today?
Struggling with the English language.
Yes.
Origination.
Origination.
Thank you,
yes.
Greg.
Yeah. No one knows the origin of the old wives' tale, but yeah, it would pass around that if you had sex. So if you're playing on Sunday, Friday, or, you know, God forbid, Saturday night before the game, that you would be soft come game day. Like it would make you soft.
Take the edge off.
Yeah.
This is the story. A friend of Tiger Woods says he's focused.
Stop it.
He's working.
He might do that. I don't know.
He's working really hard in the gym. He's eating right. He's even eliminated sex. He does that to prepare. No sex until the tournament is over. He doesn't want anything to take away from his focus. There are stories. Muhammad Ali once claimed that he remained celibate 6 weeks before a big match. Mike Tyson later said he went 5 years without during his prime. In the 80s, the San Francisco 49ers had red light games where players were forbidden from having sex for days before they took the field. Is there anything to this?
No.
If anything, Tiger was, guys, tell me if I'm wrong.
He wasn't he the one that was addicted to
when
it?
When he was a sex maniac, he was winning golf tournaments.
I mean, no, we can say that out loud now, can't we? Like, that's part of his defense at the beginning of his struggles with his relationships. Like, he was addicted to sex.
His words, yes.
So is this what happens when you are in sex addiction therapy?
John, I don't know.
They teach you.
I don't know.
Different times you're not supposed to have sex.
Joe Namath, for the record, was the other side of the coin.
Yes,
no, I'm not making a joke. Like, that was actually his opinion.
Well, Wilt Chamberlain obviously had to be, or else he couldn't have gotten to that number.
Right, and he scored 100 points in a game. Yes. And if you read studies, they say testosterone is boosted afterwards.
Well, right. There's a lot of things they say that it's good for. Better sleep. Well, that would be great. As you're preparing for a big athletic event, mm-hmm. right? It boosts your immunity, so you're not going to get sick while you're preparing. It boosts your mood. That's great, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A stress reducer?
There are no negatives to having sex, I could tell you.
Like, all of that sounds like you'd want that as you're preparing.
From my perspective.
Well, and okay, so somebody says it's focus, and you had said this yesterday. Is it distraction leading up to?
Well, that would be the only thing I could see somebody saying why they were going to not have sex before.
A distraction?
Well, not the sex, but the person, the pursuit of, and also the person you're intimate with. Like, could she be a distraction?
Yeah, the pursuit part, if you're a professional athlete, I imagine, if you're Tiger Woods, I mean, it's not going to be hard.
No.
You're not going to have to work to get there. It's not what I was saying, John.
I mean, more work than other times.
I understand. My point was, I think there are no shortage of women who would find him appealing, and he would have no issue pursuing that.
Oh, so his options are there.
Yeah, that's my point. Because yes. I could see if you're like the chase, right, and it's distracting from your preparation. I don't think that's an issue for Tiger Woods.
No, I don't think so either.
So does anybody buy this? 248-539-9797. Is this the key to Tiger? With one more run at the Masters, one more green jacket.
I think I don't know why this would even be an issue. I honestly don't. Because I don't know how it could be, unless it is the pursuit that becomes the distraction. Like, how is it? I don't understand. Yeah. How is it a distraction, or how does it somehow negatively affect you physically? Or your performance on the front end or during the performance. Either performance.
What do you think his chances are, like, in all seriousness? Because, I mean, he had that run 2019. Not that performance. The golfing, when he shows up and he's got the clubs and he's swinging. No, not that. When he's making contact.
There's no way to say it. I'm not going to laugh.
When he's playing 18 for four straight days.
That sounds like Will Chamberlain territory.
Okay. His actual chances. The last one he won was one of the greatest sports moments ever. In his 40s,
yeah,
one push, wins at Augusta. If he did it again, it would be incredible.
It would be incredible, yeah. I mean, 2019, so it's been 5 years. And since then, it's been Dustin Johnson, Matsuyama, Scottie Scheffler, and John Rahm. And there's obviously been, he's had some issues outside of golfing, you know, the accident, obviously the one that he's trying to come back from now, that in last year couldn't finish. It was a weather, it was a health issue. Last time he was out this year, he's only golfed once competitively this year, and he had to withdraw from that one.
But he brings people to the table. Like,
oh, there's no question he brings people to the table.
And the idea of even just making the cut at this point in his career, and I know he doesn't miss the cut at the Masters, but like that's about even money. He's going to bring people to the event. Like, we got a ticket texter who says, can he please just go away? It's sad to watch nowadays. He says he will DQ himself due to some BS injury when he's 9 over through 16 holes. Just be done. I like that he still plays.
Yeah, and I think there are those people like that ticket texter that just want it to be over because they don't want to see one of the greats of all time in any sport continue to suffer this way or play this way. They want to be remembered as that 2019 champion, right? But there's also a lot of people that think it's possible and want that fairy tale ending to his career. One more big moment.
Ticket texter, 34-year-old beer league hockey player here. No sex 48 hours before the game. I'm sorry, I need my anger and testosterone on the ice.
You don't want to be too relaxed. You want the opposite, I guess, apparently.
Be all pent up.
Yeah.
Joe in Detroit, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I was going to share. I had a teammate in jiu-jitsu whose roommate dated Ronda Rousey, and she definitely wanted to have sex before she competed. And I think that's something that I've read, too.
Because it helps. It's supposed to help. That's what all the science tells you.
Exactly. Of course. Sleep like a baby afterwards. Wake up with no distractions, ready to kick ass.
Yeah,
ready to do the thing.
Uh-huh. Yep.
It originated from the Rocky movie, says a ticket texter. Women weaken legs was the narrative.
Oh, weak knees.
Oh.
Weak
oh.
knees. If no sex can help you win the Masters, why didn't I get invited? Kyle in Ann Arbor.
Oh, no. Sorry, Kyle.
I should probably read some of these before I read them on the air.
Oh, no, no. Just go for it.
Just if Ron Burgundy.
Okay. Yeah. Tom, the Governor Milliken, handed you these, so they are pre-approved.
Sex has no effect on the front nine, but can cause fatigue on the back nine. How about when he's playing the back nine? Did Tiger stop washing his balls this week, too? John has arguably the most contagious laugh out there. John is channeling his inner Stoney this morning, Scott, in South Florida.
I blame Stoney for everything.
It's always his fault. I can forward this to Roberto, mixing this segment and the milky white plug from yesterday, Matt, in a car. We went from cicada sex yesterday to this today. What a start.
Yeah, it's all animals. It's cicadas and tigers.
No negatives to sex. Tell this to my wife, reads a ticket texter.
No, better yet, no negatives. Tell her all the positives. It's good for your health.
Oh, boy.